traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
As the person who wants to leave a legacy forever, I'm going for the win.
Actually use a Gluck Gluck 9000.
The double handed Gluck Gluck 9000.
Speaking of which, Alex from Call Her Daddy will actually be on the show next week.
Ooh, but no.
Next year. Yep. But until then, welcome back to the world's number one podcast.
That's true. That you can do my job for me.
Damn it.
Sure.
I may need to because there's been an announcement.
I got a new occupation. We're going to get to it. Professional boxer / YouTuber / Pokemon collector now / epoxy arts and crafts builder. I've been doing a lot of epoxy resin projects, yeah. Pouring so much epoxy, wearing a mask because you can get lung cancer. Like Mike said, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button. What are you looking at me like that for?
It's
impulsive.
It's an energetic episode. Podcast. Yeah. This one's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can just feel it.
This one's going to be, fantastic.
Hard cut, we leave. We're like, wow, that was the worst podcast.
It's a big day, big week. Super big week for all of us, obviously, for the thing, which I want to get into later. But Georgie, you, if I'm not mistaken, are going tonight, leaving to Arizona to open up for Joe Coy.
Yeah.
For 3 of his comedy shows in Arizona?
I'm going to do one. I planned one and come back. But he offered every single night for the rest of the week.
Wait, hold on. That I feel like we sped into that a little bit. You're opening for stadium sellout, Netflix special extraordinaire comedian Joe Coy.
Who we had on the show. Yeah, it started out kind of like just joking around. The guy, Logan, kind of pressed on it. And he kind of just took me under his wing. And he's forcing me to get on stage now.
This makes me so happy.
Yeah.
This makes me so happy, George.
You know what made me pull the trigger on this, bro? Because I'm still shaking. I've never been this nervous in my life. But then I was like, if Logan Paul could go up in front of millions of people and fight the best fucking boxer to ever exist, I could get on the stage and tell a few shitty jokes. Like, I could do this.
Yeah.
So you get knocked out. Holy shit. I get knocked out by the whole crowd.
And here's the difference, though. I still have some experience, right? At least I have a little bit.
You have a better chance. You have a better chance. I'm going to say this. You have a better chance of knocking out Floyd Mayweather out cold than I do of having a standing ovation.
That's not true.
I think you might be right. But still, no. I believe in you. And I told you, my advice was this. Just be vulnerable. Yeah. Just be open. Like, it's so cool to see you finally take the leap, man. Like, I remember I was texting you every single day, and the overarching story here, the lesson to be learned is take the fucking leap. Take the leap. I know it's so scary, but I would text you every day.
Literally every day.
Reminder to do stand-up comedy. Reminder to do stand-up comedy, and you're finally doing it. And I said, just be vulnerable. Go open the show. Hey, guys, you know, I've never done this before. I'm opening for Joe Coy. He said I could do that, so if I bomb, he looks better, right? I'm gonna do the best I possibly can. And if worse comes to worse, I'll go back to YouTube.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Just be open, be vulnerable, and don't be afraid to fail. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything but to kind of fail. I honestly think it's just something you can't even think about what it is until you're there. It's like trying to be something you've never, like, I can't be a contractor. I've never done that.
I know.
Just because I'm a funny guy doesn't mean I'm a comedian. So I have to go and see if this is my lane. If it's not, then I'll come back here and be on the podcast.
So exciting. Both you guys just sit here as the third co-host and see what you guys are both doing in your respective lanes. And just to know that I'm going to go play Call of Duty later for 600 people on Twitch is just... makes me feel like I probably gotta step it up at some point.
You wrote a book this year. We're good.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You know what I noticed today?
Huh.
I was walking to Starbucks. I wake up every morning, and the first thing I do is I go to get my girlfriend coffee. Because I we have a Starbucks around the corner, and sure. I walk down the street for her. She wants the caramel brulee frap or latte.
You got to know this shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, walking? You're not even driving. You're walking.
It's right down the street. The caramel brulee latte. You know how many calories it has in it?
Tell me.
Almost 1,000 calories. Like, it has more calories than a burrito at Chipotle.
What's in it? How is that?
And she starts her morning like that?
Every day. And by the way, I've been drinking it lately too because it's delicious. It's the caramel brulee latte from Starbucks. So I'm
just on your girlfriend, it all goes to her, but on you, it's like.
This is your face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hers is like other guys will see and be like, damn. And then when people see you, they're like, damn. No, Mike, I'm joking. I'm practicing my stand-up bit, bro. Really,
that was funny.
I'm practicing, bro.
Someone said to me today, by the way, I'm not upset at all. I love this. Someone said to me today when I was walking through the kitchen, Jeff's assistant, she goes, I see there's Dunkin' Donuts on the counter, like donuts, actual donuts. And I'm like, oh, shit, Dunkin' Donuts. She goes, yeah, I brought donuts today. I know you like them, Mike.
Oh.
See, but she didn't even like put zing on it. It was just the way she said it. She's like, I know you like donuts, Mike. And I just looked at her like this.
How did she say it? Was it like this? Check it. Listen to the tone. I know you like these donuts.
All right.
No, or was it like?
I think that's like a HR thing. I think that goes right to the public HR relations department.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's sexual harassment.
Nope. Yeah. Doesn't work for me. I don't work with her. I'm just telling a story. I'm a comedian.
All right. Listen, we get it. I'm fat. All right. Listen. So I'm walking to.
Thank God you're walking. By the way.
Yes, I need to to burn off the calories. Hey, I just want to say the last picture that was taken on this show.
Yes.
I had the best abs in.
It was
an internet called it out. Mike's got the best abs out of the three of them.
It was true. His top abs are coming
in. It's weird. Everything goes to the bottom ab. Anyways, I'm walking to the Starbucks, burning calories, and I realized something. Los Angeles has the bougiest homeless population on planet Earth. Now, I had heard these stories before. I had heard about this. But I'm walking and I see this guy and he's pushing a shopping cart filled with, you know, various things, pots, pans, whatever else, homeless person might have. And the first thing I noticed was, wow, this guy is dressed incredibly. He's got what appears to be brand new leather pants and jacket on. Looks like he's straight out of White Stripes music video. He looked absolutely incredible. And at first I was like, wow, you know, I would consider this to be quite a good looking and well put together gentleman. And he turns to me and he says, hey, you got any money? And not like you got any money, but more like, yo, where's my fucking money? You know what I'm saying? And I'm just walking, you know, like, yeah, well, cause of all 2020 and shit, you know, I don't have like actual cash, I just have card. And he gave me like a look like this, like
you got Venmo?
Like this. Like whatever, man. And I turn to him and in a very East Coast way, I'm like, you want me to get you a hot coffee? The fuck? You want a hot coffee? You know, because it was cold this morning. It's like 62 degrees in LA, freezing, sure. Right? And so I go, you want me to get you a coffee? And he goes, he turns to me and he goes, I'd take a mint julep frappuccino.
He's a patron at
from
Starbucks.
From Starbucks.
Yeah. Regular.
And he had the septum ring, like the nose ring coming out. Fuck? And he goes, I'll take the mint julep frappuccino from Starbucks. And I turned to him and I was like, this motherfucker, that's a $9 coffee.
Yeah.
And he said, by the way, you have Apple Pay. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that too. I'll take all of it.
I got Square.
And then he also said, and get your own caramel frap, you fat asshole. You're at it.
Did he take the drink from you and be like, you know that's 1,000 calories, right?
So listen, so I go, and by the way, so soft spoken.
Did you get him the drink?
Yeah, so I go, of course.
What obviously. A nice guy.
So I go in there and I get him the drink. And by the way, it's called like a mint. I don't even know what the fuck it's called now. Obviously, I'm not very good with the naming at Starbucks. So I go, I bring it back to him and his thank you was so.
Subpar, huh?
Thanks.
Half-hearted. Oh. No.
Thanks. Like, are you still here? Why are you still standing? Give me the coffee and keep it moving, fat boy. Like, why are you standing here? It was just, we have the bougiest homeless population. And it's fucked up because we don't actually treat them as well. San Francisco actually treats their homeless better than anybody. We don't even do as good of a job here. But for whatever reason, LA, because I think a lot of them at one point were, you know, actors, actresses, stylistas, baristas, like these, they know what's good, you know? And so I don't know.
It is a problem here in LA. There's a very large homeless population, and it's sad. I'm hoping something is done about it soon. I'm a bit curious though, just about. I don't know. Like, okay, the guy who we brought to the house and we did the fan with, and we threw the $10,000 and everyone collected it, and then at the end, everyone like gave the money that they had collected from this extravaganza to the homeless man. Right, we just gave the homeless man $10,000, and I drove him back to his spot. I was like, man, like, what are you gonna do with it? And he ran me through all these things. He's like, yo, I'm gonna get a room. I might like clean up. I have a boat. I was like, oh, okay. I might clean up my boat a little bit. And bro, do you know we still see this guy? Do we still see him standing there on the street every day?
Danny's saying he doesn't have a boat. This is a very touchy topic, and I understand. And I know you're talking about something separate than what I was, but by no means am I, you know, jovializing or making light of the fact that we have a major homeless problem in this city and state and country. But also at the same time, there's something to be said about the fact that there's a lot of people out there making a lot of fucking money.
So
off
is
of
that
profession.
Is that what I'm asking,
bro?
That's what I'm asking.
$8 an hour.
So I think I've heard some people making upwards of $100,000 a year.
You're
strictly
fucking
off of
lying.
Handling.
You're
yeah.
lying.
Yeah. And you see them. We used to have this problem in Milford in Connecticut where I'm from. You would see them drive up, park their car, get out of the car, change clothes into something very dirty.
You see those and go sick, those sick videos where they'll fake a disability.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a girl who had like the walkers on her hands and would like walk around the city and pretend to be fully impaired, fully disabled. And they followed her one day, completely normal, healthy girl. And it's disgusting. It's vile.
Yeah. I think it's like indicative or representative of like a small, you know, subset, obviously. Sure. And I just want to make sure that we're not, you know, making it seem like that's the whole group, but the people out there do exist. And so when the kid came up to me this morning, he's like, I'll take the mint. I was like, oh my God, dude.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well,
but we've got bigger news than me being fat. What else is going on?
Well, I heard this story because of the masks now, right? I said this before. You know how people wear masks?
Yeah.
I heard this story. I was talking to this girl because some guy was like flirting with her at sports rehab. I said, and she works there. I said, yo, that guy was totally flirting with you. I saw you like kind of flirting back. You were catching anyways.
Were you jealous?
No, I wasn't jealous. I was just like, oh, it's a fascinating dynamic. I love to watch men hit on women.
Just like observe.
It's
so I feel like watching you say that statement, George, right?
Like when he watches porn, he just watches the beginning 30 seconds. Yeah. He's like, once they get naked, he's like, I'm out. Let's start the conversation. Yeah. Tell her how you want to fix the fan. Nice. Okay, next one. Okay, she's stuck in a laundry. Nice.
It's just a fascinating dynamic. This like interconnectivity between humans, a male and a female, like the spark of what could be.
Yeah.
An intimate relationship. I love people. And like,
and
I love
watching.
Figuring out how
you
they
love people watching.
People watching. It's fantastic.
Everybody loves
it. So I'm just watching. I'm like, let's see what this guy does. Like, how is he going to wheel this girl? And so the girl, he walks away and I caught the tail end of it. He walks away. I was like, yeah, he's totally flirting with you. Like, how did it go? She's like, it was great until he asked me to take off my mask to see how I looked. Without my mask on.
Whoa.
Yo, are guys doing this?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of this. Sure. Guys are doing this now in the pandemic. They're like, hey, you know, so cute. You're such a cutie. Mad cute. Can you take off your mask just so I can tell it how cute you are, though?
Smart.
You're saying
fuck
that's
you,
the move?
Fuck you. Nah, hell yeah.
You're saying that?
Hell yeah. What are you talking about? You want me to bring this girl back home?
No.
Put it back on. Put it back on. She's like, why, you have COVID? I go, no, bitch, I don't know the fuck you have. Put it back on.
The fuck are you? What are you going to cut a hole in it and be like, this is how we foreplay? Just keep that shit on. Cut a hole.
Yo, but how incredibly
rude?
Yeah.
Would it be for you to bring her back home and she fucking lied to you?
Or has no nose or mouth?
That
would
fuck me up.
Bro, if
she
was
Voldemort, I'd have a problem.
He's right. All the ugly people are storming the streets now because of this mask bullshit.
Add him to the list of marginalized groups that we've offended.
The nose list.
Next week, I am so sorry, guys.
Nah, you know why? Fuck that. I can make fun of them because I'm borderline almost there.
How would you do it, though, George? Seriously, if you
take a mask off?
Somehow.
Easy. I would play offset, mask on. Fuck it, mask. Go ahead. Go ahead. Dude, you missed it. I'll rewind the song.
Courtesy laugh on that one. I'm not going to do the same. Okay. I that fucking joke home. Tonight. I like. It. I swear to God, George.
I like that. I like that joke.
What were you saying? I was looking at your body fat. Well, one more time. One more time. One more time.
That one I like. Nice, George.
Dude, your face wrinkled when you were smiling at me.
It is a shame.
It's a potato.
It is a shame, though. It's like that connectivity between people has been diluted because of the masks. Because it would be I mean, you know, hopefully she has a mouth and a nose, but well, how can you be sure?
We talk.
What if it was just reversed? What if her nose is right here and her mouth is right
anything
here?
Could happen.
Yeah,
you don't know.
But it definitely. But we talked about it with Hayden the other day too when he was at the house. The masks have just added a new dynamic of conversation style where, you know, you're being expressive with your eyes. You're trying to make people understand.
Bro, like, Hayden says he does. This is what I'm doing. He does this now. Hayden says he's working on smiling with his eyes. Is my editor. He says he'll do this, smiling with his eyes, right? But his mouth is the same.
Yeah,
his mouth is the exact same. But he'll do this, and he'll be like,
"That's weird." Like, why not just smile under the mask too? Because then your eyes will just naturally look like you're smiling.
Look. Do any of you guys flick your tongue and they don't even know?
Yeah.
Like no, just like.
No, but we don't do this with clothes, right? We don't do this with clothes. We're not like, oh, I'm flirting with this girl. You're mad cute. Shuddy, could you take off your clothes so I could just see exactly what I'm working with?
There are some guys that do that.
Shuddy, would you mind addressing? You don't have to do that.
It's all naked on Instagram. Thank you. Instagram does that.
They're all naked on Instagram.
By the way, this Facetune shit's getting out of hand. Did you see this video?
You could do it with video.
Dude, what the fuck? First of all, who the fuck do they hire for these videos? Hey, listen, you look just like what we need. We need an ugly fucking person so we could turn you beautiful. You're hired. Just one podcast.
Sorry, it's my brother. It's my brother. Should I answer?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he deserved it.
Hey, we're on a pulsive.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing since your fight against Nate Robinson? You on your high horse? You snowboarded in Mammoth? Everything good?
Everything is good. I'm a bit overwhelmed with everything that's going on. But hey, let's not forget about Logan Paul versus Floyd Money.
I'll call you after the podcast. We're gonna get into it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, peace with me. Yeah.
What a dramatic difference would it be if he called you right now and if he lost that fight? His energy would be totally like, Hey guys.
Nah, the stars weren't aligned.
Did you guys see Nate Robinson's after speech? She's like, I'd like to apologize to the NBA.
He did. Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I didn't see it either. I heard people talking about it. Fuck, now here we go. Now I have to fact check myself.
Exist?
I don't know, but how funny would that shit be? But I'd like to apologize to the NBA for putting you guys on my back.
It's sad. Yeah. Should we just do it?
No, because what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Like, let's get into the fucking.
Okay. We're foreplaying. We're trying to get them up. We're trying to get them nice and hard for this conversation.
Guys, fucking February 20th, I'm fighting Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Money fucking Woo! Mayweather.
Get up and do the punches. Get up. We rehearse this. Yeah. Yeah. Woo!
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Wait. Do it again, but do it at his level. You would punch him on.
Oh, my God.
That's way too high.
The chirps are already starting. How you doing? You look shocked.
Listen, we've heard rumblings for some time about this actually happening, and I think being a part of this camp and this podcast and all the shit that happens around all this, you get numb, jaded, and used to the idea of everything happening. I was not ready for this to actually be happening. Like, yo, my best friend is about to fight the greatest fighter warrior in the history of humankind, potentially, of course, because I'm sure there were others, but
there is an asterisk there.
But at least it's sayable with the asterisk, sure. And people are like, okay, like that's believable. One of the greatest fighters of all time. Yeah, defensive.
It's undeniable. Nobody could argue that he never lost.
The only argument would be pound for pound.
All right. I get what you're saying. Like, you can't say that about like Michael Jordan or some shit like that.
Or Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I get it.
But yeah, absolutely insane. Everyone in this camp knows I'm fucking buzzing. I'm so.
What's the feeling like? Are you nervous?
I
scared? Let me throw some questions at you.
Sure.
I'm going to be the audience right now. One, are you completely out of your mind? That's the first one I would ask.
Yes. Good first question.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Second question. Do you, Logan Paul, actually believe in yourself? Like, there's no cameras rolling right now.
Yeah, sure.
Just me and you.
Sure.
Do you actually believe you have a chance of fucking him up? Or do you think you're just going to go in there and be like, yo, if I could just last, that would be a win for me? What are you going in trying to do?
You want me to tell you my game plan right now?
Please.
In front of everyone?
Yes. No. No camera's gone.
No, you're asking me if I have a chance to beat Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. You'd be lying if you said it was impossible. And everyone wants to watch a miracle.
Everything's possible.
Everyone wants to watch a fucking miracle. And on February 20th, I have an opportunity, for whatever reason, the gods have blessed me with, to pull this off. And you could fucking bet your bottom dollar I'm going to do everything in my power to make it happen. So yeah, it's hella exciting.
Fuck.
It's unbelievable. It's, again, I said it on Jake's, after Jake's knockout, how can you fathom the unfathomable? Unfathomable. I can't.
That's
say
definitely
that
not a word.
Unfathomable.
I was supposed to play devil's avocado for this podcast.
You should.
I think it's important that there's someone here who doesn't suck dick. And obviously George is excluded from that. But for example, you couldn't even beat KSI, right? What makes you think that you deserve to be able to walk in, into the ring and be in the presence of one of the greatest boxers?
It's
of all
so crazy because I don't know if this is the right outlet for this because it's mine. Do I save this for like traditional media and the press conferences? Even because I'm making a video on my YouTube channel where I'm going to kind of dive into this a little bit. And it almost feels like it's cheating.
If you talk about it on their platforms,
they can spend it.
Who gets the money from the ad revenue they run off those platforms?
You're fucking right.
Answer the question.
Yeah. You're fucking right. The question. The root of your question is what? Do I deserve this opportunity?
Yeah.
I don't want to say no. I don't want to say yes. For whatever reason, like I said, I was the one that had been blessed with this opportunity, and I don't take that lightly. You know, fighters work their whole life to get an opportunity to fight on a stage this big. This could be one of the biggest fights in the history of combat sports, and I don't say that jokingly. And people can laugh and pretend it's a gimmick, but you got a guy who's 25 versus a guy who's 43. You got a guy who's 6'2" versus a guy who's 5'8".
David and Goliath.
You got a guy who's 200 pounds versus a guy who's 150 pounds. I weigh a whole adolescent human taller, bigger than him.
He's not letting you cut weight?
I hope they don't. I hope they don't give me some sort of...
That's going to be a
sort of
huge difference.
I'll be pissed. I'm not going to lie. I'll be fucking pissed if they tell me I have to
drop
make a certain weight or hold back punches. Dude, it's the fight game. And everyone in the fight game will tell you that anything can happen at any moment, right? one punch. And I understand Floyd is the most evasive, defensive mastermind fighter of all time, but you'd be lying if you said it was impossible.
Oh, bro, but
no one can say it's impossible.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm going to hit you with some just reality vision, and I don't mean to discourage you at all.
No. First off, you don't think I'm used to this by now? This has been a 5 to 6 month process of trying to make this fight happen. Truly, like, everyone in this house knows it. Like, we've been sitting and waiting for this announcement to finally happen, and we weren't sure that if it was going to, and it finally did. And you don't think I'm fully mentally prepared and moreover knowledgeable about the capabilities of Floyd Money Mayweather? Like, fully understand what I'm getting into, fully understand the caliber of athlete that I'm dealing with here, but just eager and excited to share the ring with him.
Do you think?
And it's so odd because, you know, I've never had everyone rooting against me. You know, like, at least I had some people on my side. And when I say rooting against me, I mean people that believe I can win the fight. And there are some out there. And the worst part is I fucking get it. He's the greatest fighter on the planet. And even statistically, just going by the numbers, you got a guy who's 50-0 versus a guy who's 0-1. So I get on paper how this looks absolutely fucking ludicrous. And it is. But shit, that's where we're at. If we learn anything in 2020, it's that anything is possible. And this might be one of the weirdest, strangest, most exciting things to come out of it.
Moreover than people just questioning whether or not you have the capability to beat Floyd Mayweather, there are also the people who think that a Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight, once again, back to this, is a mockery to the sport of boxing. Someone reached out to me via DM and said, this is bad for the sport. This is a money grab and nothing less.
Yeah, look what Dana White said. The Nook boys talked to him last night.
Did you see the Floyd Logan Paul shit today?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, that it's fucking, when people ask me, what's the state of boxing right now? That's where it's at. I mean, didn't that kid get beat up by the fucking video game kid from England? And now he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, and I like both the Pauls. They've always been fucking super supportive of us. But that is a fucking crazy matchup. Good for Logan. But
Yeah, it is a crazy matchup. It's insane. And
hold on. Can we touch on that for a sec,
whatever
too?
Whatever you want, Michael.
Dana thinks that it's a little ridiculous for boxing to team up with influencer to drive more views for a fight as he sits on the Nelk Boys show. Ana, you teamed up with the Nelk Boys, and I believe that video game boxer you speak of, didn't he do some sort of deal with him at some point?
I think they did a collab.
Very strange.
He doesn't even remember.
Very strange. So go. Anyways, leads me back to my question. Someone sent that question to me. A lot of people have asked me that in the DMs. And my response was very much, I believe that Logan Paul takes boxing more seriously than Floyd Mayweather does right now. I really do. Logan's up in the morning every single day fighting Golden Gloves level sparring partners. He eats the part, works the part, watches film before he goes to bed every night. Do you think Floyd Mayweather currently in the lead up to this fight is training as hard as you are?
The rebuttal that I'll play devil's out of
I'm not
with.
Saying no, it. That was my response. I heard
obviously doing our research to the grapevine, studying the fighter for the past 5 months. All he does is train.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a vice. Seriously.
Right.
His only vice is I think it's roller skating.
He loves to roller skate.
But he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't go out and party. Maybe few and far between, but he doesn't have a vice. He's a machine. He's the best fighter in the world for a reason.
Would you throw a stick in front of him while he was roller skating right now if you had the opportunity?
No. I'm not going to. No, I wouldn't do that. He'd probably dodge it, too.
Yeah, he's fast.
Bob and weave.
Or he's so good, he'd just jump and do a spin, looking graceful, and then so hit the ice.
And so, yeah, so that's counter the point I was trying to make, because I had heard the same thing. This dude's the hardest working motherfucking athlete ever.
Yeah, he's not going to work harder than me this fight. He just won't. I think he's definitely in, you know, not for good reason, but it would make sense that he underestimates me. Why would he not? I mean, especially everything I have online, none of it is overly impressive. And after the last fight, when my hand wasn't raised, I got back to the locker room and none of it made sense. It didn't compute for some reason. And even in the post-fight press conference, I sat there, said some dumb shit, sneezed 3 times. they should not let fighters do post-fight press conferences after you've been fucking rattled in the head, dude. You're not in the right headspace.
Yeah, right. That's the best time.
It's the best part. Yeah. This is the best time to get memed. But I sat there and I said a lot of things, one of which I said, this doesn't feel like a loss. I don't know why. I've lost before. Like, really lost on a global scale. And it just didn't feel like that. And I asked the universe, I asked the creator, why did this happen? Like I said, it just didn't make any sense to me. And now, a year plus later, that everything is coming around. I'm like,
makes sense.
Oh my God,
makes sense.
They say everything happens for a reason, and maybe I had to lose that fight. Maybe I had to have the greatest fall in the history of social media to have the greatest victory. Maybe I'm just saying things to make myself feel good about the situation. But seriously, if I had won that fight, would I have gotten this opportunity that dwarfs any opportunity or event that any social media star has done ever? the gratitude that I have to share the ring with this legend is unparalleled. The only thing I can do is work my fucking ass off and do the best I possibly can, and I believe good things will happen.
So a lot of people are going to read the comments. I'm going to read the comments, and a lot of people are going to be like, oh, dude, this guy, George, you just fucking dick rides. But, like, they don't get to see what I see behind closed doors. When these cameras aren't rolling and I see the tears and I see the stress and I see the blood, bro, it's not even just you. It's you. It's Mike. It's the people that we surround ourselves with. We do the impossible. We work, and then our outcome is either really fucking great or absolutely fucking nothing.
Yep.
So there is a chance for you to fucking make a legacy, and fucking people write movies and books over this shit.
Think about it. This will be the greatest upset in the history of sports ever.
So you already won, bro. It's going to be big.
It's a win-win situation. It doesn't even fucking matter what happens, but you can bet your ass I'm going for the knockout. It would, dog, they talk about this for the next 1,000 years. I can't believe Floyd took this fight. I can't fucking believe that Floyd took this fight.
He's incentivized by one thing.
Money Mayweather.
And we haven't even touched on that yet. We have not yet touched on the potential size of this fight. There is a chance that this fight ends up being worth over $100 million in revenue. $100 million. And this is not owned by anyone.
Famio,
sorry.
By the way, the guy who threw it together, I'm not going to say his name. I don't know if he wanted to stay anonymous, but I have no idea how he did it. Like, just a mastermind puppeteer. Like I said, when Jeff first approached me, my manager, and he said, hey, would you fight Floyd Mayweather?
I remember this.
I go, what the fuck are you saying? Just Jeff. Suck a dick, Jeff. Go work on Maverick Clothing.
DMT?
Are you on drugs? I mean, yes, I would, but why would you? That would never happen, obviously. Just like every other human on the planet. Like, what? A month later, he's like, hey, man, I have a 14-page contract for you to fight Floyd Mayweather. I said, fuck you. I'll sign your stupid fantasy contract, but, like, this would never happen, right? So I signed the contract. A month later, he's like, hey, man, you know, Floyd's been wired a lot of money as a guaranteed fee to fight you. I said, that's great. Fuck you. Why would this ever happen?
Still don't believe it.
And then for the next 3-4 months, I just refused to believe it until I was in the ring with this guy. And then he posted the announcement. Now I'm like, oh shit, this is very real. And we've been training for a while now. It's why he made fun of me. It's why I haven't been posting YouTube videos. I'm not very good at multitasking. And the moment that this became a semi-real opportunity, I fucking grasped it and ran with it.
Training in arts and crafts.
Do you remember?
That's it.
Do you remember when we were drinking on the patio and this was like, oh, like we were like, yeah, this is never going to happen. But just imagine if it did. And we just sat there and just literally just daydreamed about how the press would go crazy and how the world would just flip. When everything got announced and my phone got buzzed like 1,000 times. I was like, bro, like we fucking talked about this shit.
It's insane.
We talked about this shit. So, bro, like we're talking about you fighting and I'm talking about, dude, there might be a fucking chance where you get one clean shot on this motherfucker and it changes the fucking mindset of everybody forever. Watching the fight.
Forever.
My head
everyone would want to witness that. Everyone
I would shit my pants, take the shit and fling it at people.
I'd believe it. The commentary of the community has been insane. Yeah. So right off the rip, because this is kind of cool, I reached out to Portnoy and his team this morning and asked him to send a message, his thoughts on this fight, which you have now in your text message. He sent us a video. We've not yet watched it.
Oh, Dave Portnoy sent a video?
Yeah, I have no idea what this is going to say.
Oh, boy.
All right, Dave, you just got recently listed as the most polarizing sports media personality. What are your thoughts on the recently announced Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight?
So I talked about it when I was on Impulsive. And listen, I like Logan. I have to know how hard Mayweather's trying. If Mayweather's going all out, like this is Rocky IV, he's in Russia type situation, I would bet all my money that Logan Paul can't land a punch. If he's like, okay, Nate Robinson got knocked out and it was bad on Black Twitter and it was bad for professional athletes, he's going to basically avenge that and he wants to whoop him, I think he can whoop him. If he thinks an exhibition and he wants to like get money and this is just maybe setting the pavement for like down the road, it could be entertaining. And this is nothing about Logan. I like Logan. I wouldn't fight any of the Pauls if they'd fucking mash me. But Mayweather's greatest to ever do it. I know he's older, but I gotta believe the greatest boxer of all time can do whatever he wants with basically an amateur. But I don't know. I'll watch. I'll buy the fight. I'm interested because I was wrong. I thought Nate Robinson would be Jake. So we'll see here. I already said it though. Mayweather, he's the best boxer of all time. If he doesn't want to get hit, I don't think he'll get hit. If he's mad and wants to prove a point, I think he can. If it's a payday, who fucking knows? I really don't know. That's what makes boxing great.
This is what you need to do right now. As soon as this podcast is over, you go to the store and you get a bottle and you engrave Mayweather's name on it and you ship it to him.
Portnoy does.
And also for backup, do the same with your name. And just be like, Justin, but just ship them in two different boxes. Get him really excited about it.
So he...
No, I'm going to be clowning.
So yeah, what do you think about that?
I'll be trolling. Dude, it makes sense. It's a mindset that everyone has, and for good reason. But I'm not the fucking guy to underestimate. I'm just not. I'm really not. I've proved people wrong so many times, and I'm going to continue to do it for the rest of my life. This is the biggest opportunity I've ever been granted, and I'm going to seize the fucking moment, work my ass off, and pull off a miracle. But it won't be the first time that I've shocked the world.
What? That's for sure. What is an exhibition fight? We just saw it with Tyson Roy Jones, okay? And it was very friendly, a lot of no-look punches, no real dangerous headshots. I mean, you're walking in to fight Floyd Mayweather, and you've said it before that he is, 50 pounds lighter than you, which is a massive difference. One shot from you could decimate Floyd Mayweather or any opponent if you land that right hand. The only difference is when you're fighting Floyd, you're fighting photons, light, a beam that does not exist. You cannot hit what you cannot see, Logan Paul. What is an exhibition fight with Floyd Mayweather? What does that mean?
I actually have no idea. I do not know.
Don't you wear different gloves? You wear heavier gloves.
I don't know if they'll make me wear heavier gloves. I don't know if they're going to make me lose weight.
Is there weapons?
There's swords.
Okay. it's like a jousting.
I'll be honest. I'll be pissed if they make me lose weight. I'll be pissed if they have us in different gloves. To me, that's the shtick. That's the thing, right? You got the guy who's the best ever, and you got a young buck who believes he can do anything, even though everyone says he can't. You know, that's the entire ploy of the fight. It's gonna be crazy to see me in there against a guy his size. It's gonna be a fucking spectacle.
Where is it? Do we have any ideas yet? Or
right now, so check it out. Right,
where it might be,
I don't know. But right now, you can buy the pay per view on Famio for $24.99.
Wow,
which is actually a sick deal. It's a sick deal. It's Floyd Mayweather.
A bargain.
And yeah. But after the first million buys, and I don't know where we're at yet, they're gonna bump it up to, I think, 40, and then late December they're gonna go to 60. So basically,
get it now.
It's a sliding scale.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna watch. Like, you're gonna fuck it. Well, you can make as much fun of it as you want, but it's gonna be one of the most entertaining events of 2021. And yeah, I you're gonna watch. So if you want to save yourself $50, get it early.
Undercard commentators, all TBD.
Snoop wants to
rightfully
check
so.
It out. Check it out.
Yep.
Snoop commented on the announcement. He said, "I got this. Get this man in here. Get this man in here."
He's got to. I mean, he was the favorite of Nate Robbins or of the Tyson matchup.
Yo, that's the other thing. Hitting on what Portnoy said is man, my brother just pulled off a glorious knockout. Stunning, beautiful,
yep.
Right? This is my blood. If there's anything that inspires me more than that, there's nothing that inspires me more than that. Dude, he just...
Well said.
He just raised the bar. He just raised the bar for boxing, for my family, for the Logan v. Jake competition. And
yeah, he'll get mad.
I have to match it.
Have to.
I have to match it.
Have to.
He, man, I was so inspired with him knocking out Nate Robinson. And shit, what a better follow-up than this.
Do you just win by just walking in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I understand like this desire to want to do the impossible, but it's like the second you guys, once that bell rings, You've already showed everyone else up. Like you've already no one could follow that.
If I had no spine and I was a absolute pussy,
you'd tell me you're going to take a dive.
That'd be enough for me.
Right.
But as the person who wants to leave a legacy forever, I'm going for the win.
I should be an interviewer. I already have the best question.
Here we go.
One in a million chance you knock this dude clean. Whole world shocked. They hand you the mic and they say, Logan Paul, who is next? Who the fuck would you want to fucking fight after that?
No, technically, you know, I'd be the best boxer on the planet. I'll tell you what. First thing I do, I go buy some land in upstate New York, build a beautiful mansion, find myself a honey.
Ooh!
We out.
You retire.
I get a couple of dogs, retire, then just do prize fights for the rest of my life.
That's not a bad life, bro. That is not a bad life.
It's fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows? I'd peak, right? What do you do after that? What do you do?
Just call out somebody random. Just fucking Justin Timberlake. You're like, what the fuck? This guy's at home. You're like, dirty pop. What the fuck?
Check this out. A lot of sports commentary on it. Says, ever since Nate got knocked out by Logan's brother, we've been looking for our get back. This is our get back. This is for the culture we have to represent. And the fight is taking place during Black History Month.
Yeah. Oh, I've been seeing the tweets.
He is so unfortunate. I hate that.
Why are they bringing race into this?
I hate that it's been reduced to race. Or not reduced, but I hate that it's even a part of the conversation.
It is, but it's also a great joking. It's used as a joke.
People take jokes and they make it serious.
But it is, but everybody said after Nate got knocked out that it was a big loss for the Black community and he was uninvited to the block parties.
He's still invited.
No,
is he?
Is
he?
No, Jake Paul now has a cut. You saw Jake Paul hanging out with the baby. Duh. Baby. Baby.
Did you see how he was laying on the floor?
Yeah, you don't get to just hang out with Duh Baby unless you got a fucking card, bro. Block card. Did they even go to those parts? Nate Robinson, he can only hang out at like Harvard and Yale now and shit. At picnics with political science majors. He got fucking discounted out. He's gone. He got knocked out by the smaller YouTube brother, dude. Jake made this fight even harder for you because I bet you would have had a couple people from the Black community that fucked with you prior to Nate getting knocked out. Now they're riding for their own. Now they're riding for their blood, bro. They saw Nate go down. They don't fuck with you now, bro.
Just get a bunch of unfollows. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, literally.
What did I do to Jason Derulo? Why is he mad at me?
No, literally.
What the fuck? I was just watching him bake a cake. What is he mad about?
Yeah. No, literally. They're pissed off, bro. And now they want Floyd to fucking exact revenge on you, dude.
Shit. The good news is he's
you know, a buck 50 soaking wet, and you could take. I believe that you could. Now here's the thing. What I'll say is you have to, in the words of one of the greatest boxers in real life, it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you could get hit and get back up or keep going or some shit like
something.
That.
Wow. Something. Why is that something? Beautiful Rocky movement.
You want to fat shame me some more, George? Or are you done?
That's nothing to do with you eating donuts and walking to get a frap.
Let George know how I feel about fat shaming in the comments. I'm just kidding. Listen to me. You got to open that ass up.
This is us right now.
You have
Logan
to
Paul could actually beat Mayweather with his height and weight advantage.
That's so us.
You know what's fucked up is I'm wearing a hat and you guys aren't. Like, what the fuck?
I know. You have to. I feel like you have to walk into this fight a little bit differently than the KSI situation and be willing to take a shot to the face to get inside and land that right.
Hey, thank God he mentioned that because I don't know what you would do without that knowledge. What are you gonna do? Just walk in like, I thought I was gonna do the same thing I did to KSI.
Hey, listen, man.
You keep washing your hands.
I know stuff.
We interrupt this program to bring you our sponsor. It's Happy Hemp, guys. Happy Hemp specializes in gummies and CBD candies of all kinds. With a variety of options, Happy Hemp covers any and all of your needs. Products are available in day and nighttime formulas, as well as sugar-free and vegetarian options. These rainbow ribbons and tinctures are vegetarian. How are they, Mike? I know you're an avid user.
and an avid eater. Okay. I love these things. They make me feel calm and they help me sleep at night.
That's good. That's great. All right, guys. So visit gethappyhemp.com. The link will be in the description to find more information about CBD, including a CBD quiz that will match you with the perfect product depending on your needs. All of their candy and CBD is independently lab tested and farmed here in the USA, including the candy jars, to ensure safety and freshness. Use the code IMPULSIVE for 30% off. It's big. You can save money. That's IMPULSIVE, 30% off. You cannot miss Happy Hemp. They're everywhere. Again, link in description. Back to the program. For the amount of texts, the amount of texts I've gotten, I mean, first off, hard stop there. Insane. The amount of texts I've gotten, people offering me boxing advice. Yo, everyone thinks they're a boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, right? You watch enough boxing
Is that why you didn't text me back?
Devil's avocado again, and to play this role again. That is how people in the boxing community look at you. They're like, oh, this kid thinks he's a boxer. At what point does someone become a boxer? So like,
when you're a pro boxer.
What I am.
So. No. I mean, can anybody get that deemed that you just sign up for the license? My question is this. How do you differentiate between a boxer and a internet boxer?
It's gonna be the same uphill battle that Jake and I have had whenever we go to the next platform, right?
Right, right.
Viner. You're a Viner until you're a YouTuber, right? You're a YouTuber until you're a boxer. Jake is a boxing YouTuber until he's a rapper. There's always that battle and that stigma that you're gonna have to overcome. And dude, if I go out there and put on a stunning performance, dog. I mean, people can put the word YouTuber in front of the slash boxer for so long before fully like, okay, let's give him some credit. Like this kid's out here rolling heads.
Right.
Like in sparring, we're not picking like bums. These are professional ass fighters, undefeated fighters, full like knockout fighters. And I, like I said, I think it all happened this way for a reason, man. Like I said, there's nothing online I think that is even close to being representative of where I'm at now in terms of skill.
Right. I'm going to bet on you, man. I really am.
If you bet $5,000 on me,
yeah,
you win $75,000.
What the fuck?
Bet the house, win a mansion.
It's bet the house, win a spaceship. What are you talking? These are big fucking numbers.
$5,000.
What are the odds?
$75,000.
Floyd's -5,000 right now.
Yeah, bet $5,000 to win 100.
Oh, that's fantastic. Bet $5,000 to win $100.
Ooh, I'm coming.
Oh, that's such a hard. That's such a hard fight for the books, dude. For the bookies, nobody's taking the fucking Floyd.
There's
action.
A bunch of rich people. They're like, I'll toss a $5,000 at it.
Just to take all rounds. How many rounds?
It'll be the, what's it called? What are those bets called? The prop bets?
Yeah.
It's a lot of people are taking the prop bets.
Hella exciting. For everyone who ran.
Dude, that's crazy.
Antonio Brown, you're still a pussy.
Ouch.
Yep. Awesome, McBroom.
Well, he did another video, right?
I don't know what his deal.
He did like a 1-2-3.
Oh, he looked good.
The YMCA would be so impressed.
The way the bread batch covered it was my favorite thing. He wrote, Austin Broom does the bare minimum while calling out. Go to his face. No, don't show his face.
Yo.
Do you know what Tybo is?
I really do like this kid, bro. I think at some point when this is over, he comes on the show because he's fucking hilarious. But look what he posted. Let's try further down.
While you're doing that, has anybody seen their parents do Tybo? What the fuck? Do you know what Tybo is? Does anybody here know what Tybo is?
Oh, here.
It's like a boxing cassette tape. And the guy goes, all right, double time, go. Yeah. Dead ass. When he did that, I visioned my mother in the living room doing that. And I was like, dude, you can't post that.
Well, he did.
Look at this. 1-2-3. That's it, coach.
Oh, shit.
Did you like that little fake in the beginning?
Yeah.
Play it.
Play it again, here we go. Please. Ready?
And the nice palm trees. There it is.
Wow.
Nice day.
Check it out.
Hey, look.
Oh.
I got enough kids, but I'm making my son.
Oh.
I don't know why. That was his best take. That was his best take. Do you realize that he's done that at least 15, 20 times, looked back at it, he's like, not good enough, and then thought that was fucking good enough.
Mike Tyson been real quiet since this.
I commented, did you get any muscles with that shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I watch that a bunch of times. I don't know why. My favorite thing in the world is when people make stuff to be serious, but is unintentionally funny.
It's my favorite
content.
I can
watch it.
It's my favorite content on the internet.
It's so great, dude. Like,
it's like, man, I'm not going to say, but there's certain creators who, and I used to be like this, right?
Of course.
Yeah, it's just you're a young creator, or you just fucking suck. And you make stuff like full authenticity, like trying to be that dude. And you're just not.
And you don't have a team. You have no one around you to say, hey, man, like, yo, I hate to tell you, but you know, when you threw the 1-2, it just...
It was a 3. Do not discount that last hook.
Hold on. Yeah, there was a third.
Let me see.
There's
a combo. He's a fake. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a 1-2-3. Just classic, bro.
You didn't even see the fist. We're over here talking shit. You couldn't even see the motherfucker's hands.
It's fine.
YouTube boxing's back. It's back on the biggest scale ever. Ooh.
Crazy.
Damn, crazy. Where do we even go from here?
I mean, we can't really go anywhere because of the pandemic.
Oh, true.
So...
My girlfriend threw up 40 times last night.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Thank you. So you guys know this very well. It's the cheat. You do like a YouTube cheat where like maybe you started off the day and you're like, oh God, like I can't get into it. So you have locked in ideas where you're like, okay, this is a cheat. This will do well.
Yep.
So I told her, she woke up and she was feeling miserable and she had to edit in the morning. All this, I said, yo, just throw in an easy video that'll get a lot of clicks. I'll do well.
Drunk Q&A.
Drunk, what's it called? Gingerbread house building.
Sorry, you just took that one to a different place we weren't expecting.
Oh, my frappuccino. Anyways, so go take a walk, Mike. We're building this gingerbread house and I took one shot and I had a flashback of when we drank and I was vomiting everywhere and I couldn't do it and I tapped out. So she's like, I got you. And she started taking shots for her and for me.
Oh.
This girl is soaking wet 45 pounds. Like this girl had no meal that day. And I saw this kind of going down the wrong path. I was up all night and I took videos. This is kind of fucked up.
Oh, wait, is this? They called me.
Yes.
They called me at 1 a.m.
Yes.
This is why?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They called you in quotes. Oh my God, Logan's fighting me. Whether we have to call them, and I was like, guys, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We have. Then they called you, and then I hung up. They go, don't do that. And then they called you back again. That's why you have 2 missed calls.
Oh.
So I was like, guys, it's not a great idea. You probably shouldn't do that. But yeah, no, she like it was so bad, bro. I had to put pillows in the bathroom because her knees were hurting from sitting on her.
God.
And you think she'd be good at her knees?
Oh my God. Maybe leave that one at home tonight too. So neither of you guys can drink at all.
No, I can't drink, bro.
You took like 2 shots one time and started yakking all over the place.
Yeah, I can't drink. It's not in me. It's not in my blood, bro. I cannot fucking drink.
I'm semi-similar. Except the difference is, my last girlfriend made fun of me for this. When I throw up, I don't do the bathroom. I go to nature.
Yeah, you like the lawn. You've always
you love pissing and shitting out in the wilderness.
What do you say? Now you're just saying things. You might as well just be saying other things.
Remember,
too.
We had an argument about how you just love peeing out into the backyard.
Why about to just throw shitting in there? Like I've ever done that. Ever.
You've never shit in the wilderness.
He's never shit ever.
Maybe once for like a show that I was doing on a deserted island where I had to survive. I've never actively went outside and excitedly shit in my woods. No, but peeing. Ooh, Ohio boy. Fuck yeah, dude. Side of my house, drenched the fence.
But how good do you feel after you yak, after you're just like spinning? It's great.
It depends where you are, because this is why I do it. If I'm in a bathroom, mentally fucks me up. I go, oh, I'm that drunk ass bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my boy's holding my hair.
Yeah.
If I'm outside, I go, and then I do it as many times as I need to until I'm cleared all the toxins out of my body. And it's just beautiful. Like you can throw up. Kind of lay back, look at the stars and be like, I'm an idiot. Life's beautiful. This is crazy. I'm drunk. Ah! And then pound your chest again and then go for it.
There's a lot of different like viewpoints on yakking when you're out drinking with the boys. Like some people look at it as like a momentary lapse, a moment of weakness.
No, it's fire.
You know, and then some people use it as a tool to continue boozing.
It's called puking rally.
Yeah, it's like it's a rally point. I was never a big puke. I got an iron. You've seen me, bro. I can put down. I mean, you'll put me to bed before you hold my hair back.
You've had so many experiences. Remember, in the Uber. This was one of many, but
that was highway
101 north. Yeah. Yo, you said my boy's gonna yak. I need you to pull over, right? Pull over on the highway, post up for a couple minutes, do my shit back in the car. I'm not the dude to throw up in the Uber.
Better than Evan.
I'll never do it.
Remember when Evan did that time?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I just was sitting there. We're on the ride home, same kind of area on the highway, and I just smelled tequila. And I was like, I know he don't have a bottle with him. I was looking out the window just enjoying my sobriety. I know he don't have a bottle with him, but why do I smell that 42? And I look over and just the whole seat is, and it had those like bucket seats kind of where they sink in. So there was a small, like, it was like a lagoon. It was like puke lagoon, bro. Of just Evan's, man, you know, minestrone soup puke.
We all have these stories. When we had a boys' night, remember when we went to go get steaks and all that stuff?
Yeah.
He was visiting. And he drank so much. And I remember watching him and I was like, damn, this motherfucker could kick it back.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed until I came home and I found him. I'm dead ass. I'm not kidding. This is not an exaggeration for the joke. I found him because I had to follow the puddles of fucking vomit.
Yeah. Oh.
And he was laying next to one of them and he goes, in quotes, hey man, looks like I'm going to miss my flight. And he's fucking yacked everywhere. And I was like, wow.
What else is going on?
Just concerned about you.
With what?
Your life.
Yeah, you wash your hands
what?
A lot, bro.
Why? What? What?
I just fear that you've gone off the sexual deep end.
In what? In what relevance? Respect.
All of it, man.
I've seen your tongue is always blue, bro.
From blowing Smurfs?
No, from having a blue chew every morning. He takes that shit like it's a vitamin.
I love blue chew. It's so good. What were you getting at?
No, just like the little like hints and stories that. We trade every now and then. Yours are getting progressively.
It's all I've got left. It's all I've got left. They said, Mike. Well, of course, and food, as George loves to point out.
Dude,
they took. Stop it, George.
Not my fault. Facts don't have feelings. Ben Shapiro said that.
They took.
I'm bringing all this to the stage.
You leave Ben Shapiro out of this.
I'm so sorry.
They took my crack away. They took my crack from me. They took.
That was two of them.
Alcohol from me. They took sexual deviancy from a number standpoint, from just bagging randos away from me. In many respects, they've even taken a lot of food away from me. I still eat quite a bit, but they've taken, you know, I don't get to have my Burger King breakfast, the croissant, which is anyway my favorite. They've taken everything from me. One thing they will not take from me is my exploration in the sexual arena.
But how far is too far?
Nowhere.
Before you're burning up because you flew next to the sun.
Dude, he is the sun.
Homicide.
Oh my God.
And I'm stopped short 9 times out of 10.
No, but even, bro, I know she's exploring. And, like, things are going up places I'd never even imagined.
Do you have any idea?
You used to be so against it, dude.
I know what it is.
You used to be so.
I know exactly.
All right, I'll just say it.
What happened?
I'll just fucking say it. No, I was never against it. I was just cautious, okay? If someone gives you a Lamborghini to drive, and for a whole year, you drive that fucker in fifth gear. You know sixth gear exists. But for whatever reason, you won't just stick that fucking clutch and drop it in six. Because you're like, I'm scared to go 220. I ain't fucking scared no more, dude. You took my crack. I'm going to go 220 with my girlfriend, bro. Because you want to know why? Because imagine I looked back and said, damn, I'm not going to say. I was just going to be completely blunt. I was going to say a statement.
Whatever happened, can you imagine
you look back and I had to say to my boys, damn, I never fucked Lana Rhodes in the ass.
That's what you guys are talking about?
No, we're not going to bleep that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Is your sixth gear?
Can you imagine we looked back?
That's my 1.5 gear, bro. That was like, it clutched and it failed. And I was like, I got it. Don't worry, I got it.
Hold on a second. Well buried under cement. You didn't let me fucking finish.
David Blaine and this motherfucker.
We got an airtight, Harry Houdini. Airtight seal.
The Harry Houdini of sex.
Well, right, well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about her putting a condom on her fingers and going up your rectum.
Oh, in my asshole.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we should have just mentioned that's seventh gear.
Dude, that analogy didn't make sense. If you were like, yo, I got a Lamborghini.
Bro, it's fine. It's fine. It's just when I heard it, I said, my friend said red light.
No. Hold on a second. The thing that she's always wanted to do is stick objects up my ass.
Don't act like that's out of the question. Stop.
The girl, listen to me.
That's
the
why
girl
you can't
has never the girl yeah, the girl has never fucking she likes to say she put two fingers in my butt. That Danny, earmuffs. She likes to say she did that. That never fucking happened.
Bro. So it's just one finger.
Let me explain this. And both you boys would be fucking lying if you said it wasn't the case. You both have had you both have had 2020 rim jobs, and you both have had girls at least explore the nether region of your anus. And I'm not saying that the fingers went in there, because I'm not saying that fingers went in mine. But George, I know your girl's eating your asshole in doggy position. I look at your face, bro. I know it for a fact. I can't.
It's just...
Whoa.
To protect the sanctity of your relationship, don't even respond.
I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to say this. We're moving on completely from that. Dog, a little licky licky or total touch is different though. There's a fucking huge difference, bro. When you're walking around like Bigfoot one day and then Bambi for her first run the next day, there's a fucking huge difference, bro. A lick and a slip and slide. Huge fucking difference.
That's what I'm saying. That never happened. Comments,
bro. I gotta fuck.
That was fantastic. That's what I'm saying. That never happened. She just likes to come and fill his cap? She likes to come and fill his fucking ears with folk tales about John Bunyan getting his becoming a human puppet.
You're John Bunyan?
Yeah. Just a fat John Bunyan. I have bunions, so come Mike Bunyan.
Oh my god.
But yeah, listen, I mean,
I'd love to be a fly on your wall in your bedroom, bro. Just to hear. Not to see. That would be sick.
Do you guys think
I think it'd ruin me?
No, it's good. It's good stuff. Sure, do you think I'm leaving a bag on the table by not just going into the adult space?
I've thought about this a lot.
Cause honestly, I'm watching every mother fucking scoundrel around me just picking up bags. Nobody could hold off it. God dang, the one person, the angel of the YouTube community, little Amanda Cerny, she would never.
No. What do you mean she started that way?
She got OnlyFans now.
She started with Playboy.
I know, but it's always seemed like she was above, like she was like elevated. Am I just wrong?
Are you fucking with me?
Maybe I'm on crack again?
Are you fucking with me?
No, I know she has Playboy, but now she has an OnlyFans. And
are you sure?
There's a difference.
Hold on, stop, George.
Yeah, she is on that. But there's a difference from
Stop, George. What is your? I need to hear your reaction to what I just said. Doesn't that surprise you a little bit? I know she did Playboy. I know that. But
she does tasteful like nudity when it comes to like artsy pictures. That's different from getting comment high up your ass and recording it for Pornhub.
I love Amanda, obviously. She texted me. We were talking today.
Get $20 a month.
See, and well, I'm conflicted because I mean, get the bag.
No, but that's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
No.
Do not get the bag. Leave the bag on the table. Burn the bag. Throw the bag away.
I guarantee she's not doing full nude.
No,
she's
not.
Tasteful.
She's not
artsy.
She's doing very artsy stuff.
Okay, so are we letting the stigma of OnlyFans blind us to the reality of what she's actually doing? And many women are actually doing an OnlyFans. Just like a tasteful, here's some of me, but not all of me. I'm saving that for my man, Johannes.
Which, by the way, if he got into the porn industry, I think he's already in there. I've seen a bald guy throwing it down. Is that him?
That's Johnny Sins. That's Johnny We've had Sins. Him on the show. But I guess just my question is like seeing someone else. All right, you're right. She did Playboy. But I always looked at Amanda as like a very wholesome, you know, girl.
So right? You're saying,
she still is.
She still is. But I do hear you. Bro, because it's just that stigma of OnlyFans. You know, there's other subscription services. I got one, Maverick Club.
And he didn't even show his dick one time.
Well,
not even once.
Yet. He's about to start.
I'm considering.
But my question is like, okay, so I see someone like her, similarly to me, very wholesome, you know, person. Why am I not doing it? Why am I not, you know, showing off my abs on OnlyFans?
Wait, are you, okay, sorry, just to clarify, are you making like porn videos? Like you currently masturbating and stuff? Nah. No, I'm saying, is that what you're talking about, the bag? Or are you in the mirror with a picture? And like your schlong hanging out.
You sent me a nice picture.
Do not.
No, I think if you're.
I said don't tell. I literally said that in the caption. Don't ask, don't tell.
And you fucking did say just, that.
That's strike one with you. Go on.
I think if you're in the space like Tyga or you know someone in that vicinity, like if I went, I would probably just be having. No, hold on. I'm not doing this, by the way. But like, if I did, I would be having sex there, right? Like, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, you can't do it. Remember what
my mom said.
No, one rule: we could poke at Robin all we want, but she
had
one rule.
Let's not tell you to poke at right now with the current conversation.
She said, "No porn, Michael."
In that exact voice,
but she said that to Jackson Doherty too, and look at him. He got an OnlyFans with his girlfriend Maddie, and they're making bags, man.
Here's
a, is it worth it?
It's
are
not.
Are you unhappy? You don't even have a car.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe if I had OnlyFans, I could finally get from point A to point
you
B.
You can already do that.
I would say this, bro.
I'm fledgling.
Do you
my
want,
career?
Do you want
I have
a family
no
one day? Do you want a family one day? Do you want kids?
I want a family channel. The family, not so much.
This is a very dark, dark soul we have. We're talking to. I'm just gonna give you advice on how I see.
I'm kidding. I'm not doing OnlyFans. Shut up, George. Let's go eat something after the show.
Okay.
Which is now. Hey.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great! I fucking called that. I said it was gonna be an amazing episode.
It was pretty fiery. It was pretty nice.
It was like roasty and toasty.
February 20th, fighting Floyd Mayweather. Mark your calendars. It's going to be the biggest event you've ever seen.
Buy now while it's cheap.
It's going to be an absolute fucking spectacle. Yeah, if you want to buy the pay-per-view now, save yourself some money. Because you're going to watch a fight. I presume you're going to watch a fight.
You're going to watch the fight.
Link is in the description for the pay-per-view on Vimeo. Yeah, hit that subscribe button. Thank you guys for watching this episode of Impulse. We love you. See you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.